For WNPR News, I'm Ray Hartman. Filmmaker and producer Morton Schindel died last week at the age of 98. For decades, Schindel's film innovations faithfully brought to life some of the most beloved children's books of all time.
There was a nice pond in the public garden with a little island on it. The very place to spend the night, quacked Mr. Mallard. So down they flapped.
That's an excerpt from Morton Schindel's 1955 film adaptation of Robert McCloskey's Make Way for Ducklings. The film is an early example of a technique Schindel stumbled upon to give motion to the still illustrations in children's books. He called it iconographic.
Nowadays, it's known as the Ken Burns technique, where the camera's panning and zooming on still images.
Paul Gagne is the director of production for Schindel's production company, Weston Woods Studios, in Weston, Connecticut.
He put together this very simple rig. He took an artist's easel, mounted it on a couple of garage door tracks with these gears and screwdriver handles. There would be someone working the screwdriver handles to move the artwork back and forth. So it was a very, very crude but effective technique.
In the early 1960s, Schindel took it a step further, animating children's books, all the while staying resolutely faithful to the original illustrations.
And it was really driven by the graphic style of the book, the artwork in the book. There were a lot of books that really had artwork that was kind of crying out to be moving.
Including Marie Sendak's Where the Wild Things Are. Schindel's animated version became an instant classic.
And when he came to the place where the wild things are, they roared their terrible roars.
Morton Schindel produced more than 300 films and 450 recordings at Weston Woods Studios. In 1984, he was nominated for an Academy Award in the Best Animated Short category for his adaptation of the children's book Dr. DeSoto. Morton Schindel died on August 20th at the age of 98. Ray Hartman, WNPR News.